Okay, we are in Perek Zayin of Sefer Nehemiah as we continue with the building, not the building, but the finishing of the walls and the doors of Yerushalayim during the times of Bayit Sheni, right? This is really 40 years or so after the original Aliyah came back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So it says that Perek is all about, Nehemiah says, when he finishes the building, he calls fellow Jews to make shmirah, to make shmirot next to the walls, to make sure that the walls are protected from any enemy that might want to come in. So he sets up the shmirot and all the names, and then this parak lists off names. It says that Nehemiah found the original copy of the document that we already had back in Ezra Perek Beis, of the list of names of the families that came up to make Aliyah. And here we have a repeat, slight differences, but a repeat of many of the names and some of the gifts that they gave. That is the Perek. That is the Perek, really a repeat of Ezra Perek Beis, but we have a number of points to make on the beginning of the Perek. So here we go. When the wall was completed, Va'amid Hadlasos, and the doors were put up. Remember, that was the last parak, that before the doors were put up, they tried to get Nehemiah to stop and to assassinate him, but he was too smart and did not fall for it. Vayipakdu hasho'arim, now they're going to appoint the Levium to their jobs. The Malbim points out that up until now, they were busy working on the binyan, so they couldn't have the jobs. Also, they weren't doors in order to watch, so they didn't need guards of the Shoarim. But now, Vayipakdu hasho'arim v'hamishoririm, Vahalaviyim, right? The Gemara tells us that a Levi has two jobs, either a gatesman, right? He has the keys, the shorim, or the shorim, the singers, and they cannot flip. They cannot switch for one to do the other. So v'yipakdu ha-shoarim v'ham mishoririm v'haleviyim. The Mishnah Zalzav here quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that the question is, the mishoririm should have been there already. Right, because they go with the karbanos. So why did the Dafka say here that he appointed the shorim and the mishorim? Unless it's saying that here Dafka, maybe there were mishorim before, but it wasn't as crucial to know who was a mishorer because there wasn't the other one and you needed the havdalah between them. But now that we have the shorim and the shorim, that he has to specify which is which. That's why he pakdu ha-shorim, ha-mishorim, v'ha-levim, and the Levium. It's an amazing ha'ara that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has, where he says, what's listed here? The Shorim, and the Levium? What do you mean, and the Levium? Don't the Levium have two jobs? The Shorim and the Mishorim? So what does it mean, the Shorim and the Mishorim and the Levium? Right? Aren't the Levium, isn't that the category? So Rabbi Yaakov says on Parshas Korach, on the Pasuk, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Beis, where Hashem tells Korach, tells the Levium, they will accompany you and they will serve you, the Levim to the Kohanim. What does that mean? Says the Emes Liakov. He quotes the Pasuk back in Ezra, Perek Zion, and he quotes a Pasuk here in Nehemiah and Perek Yud, v'shar ha'am ha'kohanim ha'levim ha'sho'arim ha'mishorim. Sounds like it's a separate category of levim. He quotes a pasuk also later on in Nehemiah Perek Yud Gim. Also, so why in a number of psukim in Tanakh here we have the shorim and the shorim in a separate category of the levim? So he assumed that the levim, there was a third group of levim, ones that accompanied the kohanim and helped them do the avodah that they were doing, and helped do all the parts of the avodah that did not require a kohen, maybe hafshata, the skinning of the animal. Yesh lomar, says Rabbi Yaakov, the levim sheivesi la'el haynu amisharsim ba'avodas hamikdash hanispachim el ha'avodah. Like he quotes from a pasuk from the end of Divrei Hayamim, "Vatikon ha'avodah v'yamdu akonim alamdam, v'halavim amachlokosam, v'yishchatu ha'pesach, v'yizriku akonim yadam, v'halavim afshitim." Hare, what do you see? Shalavim mishamshim imakohanim osim hamalachos hanitzrachos like Rav Sakarbanos shem b'mikav kahuna, whatever does not need a kohen. Lefize yesh lomar, that's what it means. Whenever Levim are mentioned as a separate category, it's based on this pasuk. V'yilavu alecha v'yishar sucha. They will accompany you, kohanim, and do whatever you need to do. So that's maybe what's referred to in this pasuk also, where it says the shoarim and the shoarim and the levim. All this is part of the mitzvah of avodas levim. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch has in mitzvah shin tzadi dalet parshas Korach. Remember in parshas Korach, after the try to usurp the kahuna, so Hashem says, this is what the kohanim are going to do, and this is what the levim are going to do. So shin tzadi dalet is the mitzvah of Avodas HaLevi. Lios HaLevim Ovdim B'Mikdash, Lios Shorim U'Misharim Echol Yom Al HaKarban. Every day, And it says, what is that avoda? Mishorer, Mishoer, Misharshi HaMitzvah, Lefisha Kvod HaMelech VaHamakom. It's Kavod of Hashem, Liyosham Anashim Yiduim, Mishevet Yadua, Kfuim L'Sherus. It's honor to Hashem to have the same people serving him every day. V'lo Yikonis Zor Beineim La'avoda, Kein Malchus Da'ara, Yimnu Lahem Anashim Yiduim Nechvadim Liyos Kol Melech HaZahechol. These are the special guards. Ki lo roi lemelech sheyishane b'chol yom misharsim lefanav. Ve'yiu akol mishtamshim b'keter sheyiris hamelech. V'zeh devar baruhu. Right, and therefore, it is a devar baruhu that it has to be done in this way. And he says, the ikra avodasam, the chinuch continues, l'shorer al hakarban, v'lo hayomrim shira al hakarban, which is not done for every karban, but it's done for all olas sibur, that is all tmidin, all musafin, the kifse atzeres, b'shas nisachayayin, v'chul aval al olas nedava, there is none, and he goes through more of the details. He points out that a levi is not nifsal avodah b'shanim, right? Unlike a kohen, that has a age, the ain alevi nifsal avoda b'shanim v'lo b'mumin ella b'kilkol hakol. Right, if he can't sing anymore, kigon as a kainim shemiskalkol kolam leizikna. V'zeo shamar b'toro umber chamishim shana yashu mitzvah avoda ainu ella b'zman shayu nosim amishkam imakom lamakom. The limit of 50 was only in the times of the masos. V'afilu beizikna shemiskalkol kolo ainu nifsal v'shmiras hamikdash lagav as dvasos. You could switch. You could switch, and now he could lock the doors. V'kol zem yaser pratei yizbar yafa b'kobos mitamenu b'midos and v'herachti l'cha banai ma'at mizeh. I've been marich a little bit here. Kimeri yivane besamigdash v'titztarech lo, and you'll need it. You'll need it. Why? Since it's already a remez that the author was a Levi, right? The people thought it was the Ra'ar of Aaron Levi, and now the scholars think it was Rabbi, his brother of Pinchas Levi. But either way, it is clear from that line that the author of the Sefer Chinuch was a Levi. Interesting, the Minchas Chinuch talks about in O Zion, what song did the Levim have to sing? So we know, we say the Yom, and now it's at the Mishnah, at the end of Maseches Tamid, it's the Shir of the Levim. Shir Shayol, Yomer, Levim, B'yom, Arishon, Yomer, Lashem, Arusim, Lowel, all the Yom. But what about before Tehillim? Before David HaMelech? Umikami Dasi David HaMelech, Avashalom, Ma'amru, what'd they say? Elishorish HaDavar, Tatora Tzivso, Lishorer, Ulohodos, Lo Yisparach, Alakarban. Hashem said to sing whatever you want. Mashi Yirtsu, Kvitzachos, Lashonam. But originally, it was anything you wanted. Just like tefillah, says the Menachas Chinuch, minatara, it's any language. And just like birchas hamazon, so too that v'minatara ein chiluk v'ein mevuar eiz shira. After b'shabbos omrim shira k'suvim b'tora v'chulu. This is Minatara Yosef Eid Shira Kamot Filav is a Pashut Ubar. So again, this is the mitzvah that was being fulfilled here that Nehemiah put them in charge. So when the walls were put up and the doors were affixed, that's when Nehemiah put the Levium where they were supposed to be. Va'atzavez Chanani Achi, and I commanded Chanani, my brother. We have had Chanani before. Where do we have Chanani before? Look back at the beginning of Sefer Nehemiah. Back in Perek Aleph, what does it say there? Nehemiah is sitting in Shushan Abira, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalia, B'chodesh Kislev Shas Esrim, Ha'isi B'Shushan Abira, V'yavo Chanani, Echad Me'achai, the same Chanani. One of my brothers came, Hu V'anashim Yehuda Ve'eshalem, and I asked them, Al Yehudim Apleta Asher Nisharu, what's going on with the Jews that are in Yerushalayim? And they said to me, they need help, Bera Gedola B'cherpa. So what happens here? He puts Chanani in charge. The Mishmar Zazav points out beautifully, right? He started the whole Talich, Hamaschel, B'mitzvah, Omrim L'Gemar, so he puts him in charge of the Shemira on the walls. An amazing connection between Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, and Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, right here. V'atzavez Chanani, Ochi, V'ez Chanan Yesar Habira, Al Yerushalayim, Ki Hu Ki Ish Emes, because he, probably talking about Chanani, is an Ish Emes, V'yareyas Olakim Mei Rabim. And he fears Hashem, Mei Rabim. What is Mei Rabim? More than a lot of other people. Right? It's like he has more of fear of Hashem. Rashi says Mei Rabim means Miyamim Rabim. For many years, he's known as an honest individual. Miyamim Rabim. The Malbim says he fears Hashem more than he fears many people. Right? Mei Rabim. And the Malbim quotes the Gemara in Brachas Chavches. Remember the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in his deathbed. His Talmidim say, do you have any last messages for us? So he says, V'yemora Shamayim Kamora, get the exact lashon, the one who say it by heart, get it right. So he said, and they the Chav Chesam Abayis here, Shetei Mora Shamayim Aleichem Kamora Basav Adam. You should have as much marshmallow as you have by Basav Adam. Amr lo Talmidav Ad Kan. They say that's it. Amr lohem Levai. Teidu, Sha'adam over Aveira. He says, Halavai, you should have this, it should be true. Right? When a person's over Aveira, Sha'oba Shil Yurani Adam, people say that nobody sees me. Right? We should have as much fear to of Hashem as we have of the police that are driving behind us. Right? So that's what he says. This Hanani had it. Yareas Alokim Me Rabim. He feared Hashem more than he feared many other humans, and that was the godless of Hanani. Va'omar Lohem, and I said to them, Lo Yipaschu Sha'arei Yerushalayim Adchom Hashemesh. I told them not to open the doors very early in the morning, not to open the gates, because it's dangerous. Who knows, there'll be a surprise attack at dawn, but just wait. Va'adahim omdim yagifu hadlasos ve'echozu. And stay there, and guard as you're there. Va'ha'amed mishmaros yoshi yushalayim, and he appointed mishmaros, Rashi says, v'pnei ha'ovim, ish b'mishmaro, v'ish neged beso. And each man connected his house, he guarded his house, and they had a whole system of shmirah set up, right? This was a fulfillment. Fulfillment. The Bishop Zalzav again says this is a fulfillment of what Yishayahu said is going to happen. Yishayahu says what's going to happen after the Churba, they're going to come back. Perek Samach Beis, Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim, on the walls, if Kadati Shomrim, Kol Hayom V'Chol HaLayla. This is Nehemiah fulfilling that nevuah. Tamid Lo Yechashu, Hamaskirim Es Hashem, Al Damilachem. So this is part of the Shiva de Nechemta, and this is Nehemiah fulfilling that nevuah of Yishayahu hundreds of years earlier. The city was very open. This was part of the Mitzvot David says this was part of why they needed such protection, because there was so many open spaces in the city and it wasn't filled so much population. V'ha'am ma'at b'tocha, there was very few people. V'ein batim b'nuyim, and there weren't strong cities. The Mitzvot einam b'nuyim b'chozek rav lihisater bohen b'nei ha'oyev. Right, it wasn't built properly. Vayitain Elokai Elibi. So what happens? Nehemiah says, Hashem gave me an Eitzah. Right? He always gives the credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave me an Eitzah. Vo'ek Betzah Es HaChorim Ves HaSkanim Ves HaAm. And I got everybody together Lehis Yaches. I wanted to see everybody's Yichus. So what is this for? The Mefarshim talk about. Maybe he wanted to show everybody who their family is, to be able to bring more of their family to Yerushalayim. Or he wanted to keep the population of Yerushalayim pure, even though there are going to be more people that are brought in. But either way, he gathers them to be mityaches them. Vo'emsa sefer hayachas olim barishona. I found that first sefer going back to Ezra Perek Beis 40 years earlier. Vo'emsa kasabo, and I found what was written in that sefer. And again, there are differences between this group and the next group. Right, it's pointed out. Rashi points out the same total 42,360. 42,360, but the families are different, and some of the names are different. So there are various approaches about how to reconcile those differences. Rashi just says there are differences in the pratim. Cheshbonos alalu pamim yish him mechuvnem im cheshbonos shamala pamim yish einam mechuvnem zekanegaze velo diktek hamikra becheshbonos kolkach. They weren't so medaktik. Aval haklal shaveh lekan olekan. The total is clear. The Rabag says that maybe Nehemiah was adjusting for the present reality. Maybe some families were bigger, some families were smaller. The Eben Ezra says some people have been born, some people have died. So maybe to try to adjust a little bit for the present, relating though to the Olim, that's the difference. Remember we said then that amazing for posterity, those people who made Aliyah originally, they were put into Tanakh. Every family was listed, right? They were put into Tanakh because they did it, even though most of the Jewish people, most of Am Yisrael didn't move. They didn't want to leave Bavel. They were comfortable, even though they were going to build the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into posterity, into Tanakh, those names of the families that went back. So here we go. Get similar to what it said earlier in Ezra. Eileh b'nei Medina, ha'olim mishvi ha'gola. These are the ones that went up from the Gola, asher hegla Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, v'yashuvu Yerushalayim u'Yehuda ish li'iro. Each man returned to their city. Again, some of the names have to do with the city that they originally were from. Some of them have to do with the city where they were coming from in Bavel, but they went back to the city where they should be. Haba'im im. Just one other note. Rashi says here that everything, this letter that they found, not only includes Perek Zayin, includes Perek Ches, includes Perek Tes, even the events that we're going to read about in the next couple of prakim must have took place by the first Aliyah. It's all part of the letter, according to Rashi. The Malbim says, no, only this Perek. This parak is about what's in with the list of the names. That's what was in the letter, but nothing more. So Haba'im im Zerubbabel. So who are the ones that came with Zerubbabel? Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ra'amya. Yeshua is Yeshua Kohen Gadol, according to the Mefarshim. Zerubbabel was the first one, obviously a sign of David HaMelech's family. So you have the Melech, and you have the Kohen Gadol. Nehemiah, Azariah, Ra'amya, Nachamani. Who's Nachamani? He wasn't on the first list. The Masuda says that maybe he was younger and he became of age now. Mordechai, Bilshan. Right, this is Mordechai that we're familiar with. Why was he called Bilshan? So that's the Gemara in Meseches Menachos on Daf Samachay. The Gemara talks about how all of the members of the Sanhedrin knew the 70 languages. So the Gemara says, why is he called Bilshan? From the word Lashon, right? He says the whole Sanhedrin knew Shivim Lashon. What was unique about Mordechai? So why was he called Bilshan? So the Gemara says, Bayol Lishni. He was able to combine languages. Not just that he knew the 70 languages, Bayol, Rashi, Bolel Uma'arbev Halashonos. He could speak Yinglish. He could speak, what, put any languages together. Right? Vidarshan. And he could put them together. Ka'ain. Kagon Ain Socher Ganos Srifim. And that's why they called him Mordechai Bilshan. And maybe that's why he could understand the big son and Seresh, that whatever language they were talking, even they were making it up and talking different dialects and putting it all together, he was the expert language man. That's Mordechai Bilshan. But also, if you look on the list, he is 77th on the list here. If you look in Ezra, he was earlier on the list. He wasn't seventh, he was one closer. So that's the Gemara and Megillah also that we discussed then. The end of the first parak, Tez Zayin and Mabez, Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzer Mehatzolos Nefashos. Why? Because Mordechai used to only be learning Torah, and now he is involved in Tzarchei Tzibor, again, out for the good of Klal Yisrael. But he was involved in Tzarchei Tzibor, and therefore he went down one in the list. The Ben Yoyada says, he didn't go down because of the Nes of Chanukah, Nes of Purim, obviously. He went down because after that, maybe he should have stepped aside and not been so involved. Vida, says the Ben Yoyada, Tehad Kamar Yosem, Yatzalos Nefashos, Lava Yatzalos Nefashos, Bevade Mamish, Tehad Vade Ein Dover, Omein Bevnei Bikuach Nefesh. Obviously he had to do what he had to do with Mordechai, with Esther. Acha Kavana Al Safek Yatzalos Nefashos, to Mordechai Al Vashalam, Tafas HaMalchus, Achar Shekvar Nitzolu Yisrael, V'Nasu Anes, Barak Omar, Sheva Yavo Liyado, Dover Hatzalos Nefashos, Bekadal Haba. Maybe there'll be something in the future. But he was the Gadol Hador, and Chazal a little bit take up the task for taking that position and not just going back to his positions earlier. But either way, this is Ramya Nachmani, Mordechai Bilshan, Misperis, Big Vai, Nuchimbana, other names, Misper Anshe Be'am Yisrael. And now we have the families again. Again, similar families to some of the ones that were earlier. We're not going to read all of them. Just pick out a few of them. We have the Anshe Beit Lechem, Pasik Chav Zayin, Anshe Anatot. Remember the Anshe Anatot, who were these? Yirmiyo, back in Perek Yud Aleph of Yirmiyo, he cursed the people of Anatot because they tortured him so much, so he cursed them. So the Yalkut says, it must be, we mentioned this Yalkut back in Ezra, it must be they did Shuva. Must be they did Shuva, and that's how there were some that came back. Says the Yalkut, Anshe Anatot Mea Esrim Vishmona, Ava Bishinigzra Alem Gzeira Kasha. Hadu Dixiv Komar Hashem Alashi Anatoti and any Pokeda Lamer Ah, Usheiris Lotielahem, Kivach Asu Shuva, Zahu Lihis Yaches. Anshe Anatot. That is the Yalkut on the Pasuk. So what else is here? The people of Ramah, the people of Geva, people of Michmas, people of Yericho. Right, Yericho, we know Jews are allowed to live in Yericho. They're just not allowed to build Yericho. That was the curse of Yoshua. And after Yericho, and we know there was one, Chiel, right, rebuilt Yericho. He lost all of his sons in the process. And we continue all of the names that are listed, and toward the end of the Perek, Al-Ela Bikshu, there were a group of people that didn't know their Yichus. Ela, some of the Kohanim, Bikshu Ksavim HaMasyach Simbalo Nimsa, in Pasuk Samach Dalar, but Yigolam and Akahuna. Nehemiah, even though it was hard for him, he had to separate them. You can't be part of the kahuna because, you know, you don't have a ksav yichus. Vayomer ha-tirshasa. Tirshasa, we had earlier, that's the Yerushalmi says in the fourth parak of Kedushin, that Nehemiah was the wine bearer for the non-Jewish kings, that he had to taste the wine, and Yain Esav was, Stam Yedem was mutter to him. Hitir Shasa. He was allowed to, that's where the name Hatir Shasa comes from for Nehemiah. Asher Lohem Shalo Yochlu Mikodesh Kadashim at Amor Akoin Lurim Etumim. He said, you can't eat from the Truma. You can't eat, the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses, this is referring to Truma. You can't eat from that until Mashiach. until Urim Tumim. Right? Because in the second bias, there was no Urim Tumim, or at least it didn't function. Machlokas, as we have said in the past, what was the Urim Tumim? Was it the Shem Hashem put into the fold? Rashi and the Ramban and Parshat Tisaveh. The Rambam does never describes Urim Tumim. So the Ksava Kabbalah and others suggest that according to the Rambam, the Urim Tumim was just the stones on the Choshem. But either way, Nehemiah says, until Mashiach comes, we will not be able to have you as part of the Kohanim. And the Pesukim continue that towards the end there was some gifts given. Interestingly, in Pasuk Samach Tes, Nehemiah gives a huge gift. Hatershasa Nasan Laotzer Zahav Darkamonim Elef Mizrkos Chamishim. Maybe he did this to model for others. It is said already here that he gave a lot. He already gave a lot, so they see. Nehemiah puts his words into practice. He doesn't just tell them to do it, but he actually does it. So it lists off all the people, and the parak ends off, Vayiga HaChodesh HaShvi, and the seventh month arrived, Uvenei Yisrael Barehem, and the people were in their cities. We'll have to see that this is laying the groundwork a little bit for the next parak. Okay, we will stop here.